I'm John Batchelor, CBS Eye on the World. Ann Stevenson Yang is here. Her new book is Wild Ride, a short history of the opening and closing of the Chinese economy. We're at 2020, COVID hits. We know the story is shutdown of the Chinese economy. Seal the apartment buildings in some instances, quite severe. And the Chinese people are rattled. At the same time, there is a financial crisis that accompanies the shutting down of not just the Chinese economy, but the global economy. We're still recovering. And all of the bad credit that is now out there cannot be serviced easily. What is to be done? It's not just the ghost cities, because I have this fact from Ann's reporting. 25% of the GDP that's been reported all these years is based upon the real estate. Those projects out there, the miracles, and the miracles have stopped. And deflation sets in. And also a distrust entirely of authority. And that's where we are right now, looking at this model of recovery. The expectation, Anne, was that as the U.S. recovered, as Europe recovered from the pandemic, China would as well. What's holding it back? Why hasn't it recovered?
Well, I think that a lot of people came out of these very, very severe lockdowns quite disappointed in the government because, you know, internationally, people got money while they had to stay home and leave their jobs. But in China, that didn't happen. And so they come out of these lockups and they find, well, now I feel very insecure about the future. Is this going to happen again? And I don't have more money in my pocket. I think I better hold on to what I have in case something bad happens again.
And the response by the central government, Xi Jinping, was to increase surveillance, was to distrust everybody, was to worry about protests. There was that moment, I think it was last year or the year before, there was protest in a city about real estate. So is that what the state does now? It runs from like brush fire to brush fire, putting down protests?
Yes, well, during the first period of COVID, Chinese cities had very, very severe lockdowns. They had, you know, very sort of Mad Max. You had drones flying through the air saying, everyone stay in your apartments, please stay inside. You had people dying of illnesses unrelated to COVID because they weren't allowed to go to the hospital. It was pretty bad. I have a friend who was in Shanghai, and he was so, he felt so trapped. He bought an air ticket to another city in China, and a little while before the time for taking off at the airport, he ran to the fence and tried to climb it, and he found it had been electrified. So he was pushed back. So, you know, that kind of thing happened all over, and I think that people expected some kind of explosion of spending and of jobs and things like that once it all ended, and it just didn't happen.
They've collateralized their debt. My note says here up to 35% of the GDP. And recently the report is that the People's Bank of China and other large money center banks have told the municipalities that are on their own, there'll be no more loans. Is that correct? And the municipalities can't pay their teachers, their firemen, and that's going on now?
I think that it's probably getting worse and going to get worse. I mean, the thing is, you either have to tell municipalities and provinces that their loans are forgiven and, you know, we were just kidding, we don't need the money back, or else you can't keep extending money. They're not going to take the money because they don't have the money to pay for it. So I think the distress is getting worse.
They can't do what they did with the in 98. They can't create money anymore. That doesn't work for them.
Well, you have this problem in economically, John, which is that when you print more money, it puts pressure on the currency because the renminbi has a peg to the U.S. dollar, right? And so, supply means more supply means less demand, which means that you have to you have to make the currency cheaper. And the Chinese government really, really doesn't want to do this. So if they flood the economy with money as they did before, then they're going to be facing a serious devaluation, and they just don't want that. So they're kind of stuck and they don't know what to do.
If I read this too simply, help me. We've got about a minute left. The choice is now for Xi Jinping, having extended his premiership another 5 years, is surveillance or capitalism? Is that the choice that's in his mind? Either I restore the economy to balance or I maintain control over the troublemakers. And which is he choosing?
I don't think restoring it to balance is something that equates with capitalism in his mind. But at any rate, he's certainly choosing greater surveillance, greater supposed national security, and less individual control of the economy.
Wild Ride is the book, a short history of the opening and closing of the Chinese economy. The dream is in retreat. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.